Hello, I see on the line Louis Lee from the ASO, Michele from the Registrars, Patrick from the ESAC, Rafik from the NCSG, Rudy from NPOC, Tony from the ISP, Elisa from the business constituency, others that may be on the line but not in the Adobe Connect.
Bill Drake is here.
I'm sorry, again, please?
Bill Drake.
Bill Drake, hi, Bill. Thank you very much from NCUC. Byron Holland sends his apologies. He is traveling and is unable to join. And Alan Greenberg of the ALAC is in Frankfurt, tied up with some meetings relating to the IANA transition.
Hi, David. It's Teresa. And Jonathan Robinson extends his sincere apologies. He's chairing the next session of the meeting.
Yes, and thank you for that. Yes, appreciate that, Teresa. We also have Alan Grogan, Duncan Burns, Tarek Kamal, and Teresa from the senior staff, and we appreciate their involvement. Ashwin is also joining, and Sally will be joining momentarily. With that, Ashwin, well, thank you. Welcome. With that, I would like to, we're about to, this call will be recorded and transcribed, and that way you can share the contents with your groups. The agenda is on the screen as we see it now. Let me quickly go through it. I am now starting to welcome. We'll also give Fadi a chance to do that. Keith Drasik just joined the bridge, and thank you, Keith. First order of business will be to hear from various community leaders on the discussions that stem from our October 10th meetings in Los Angeles on priority knowledge management or information management and increasing contributors. We'll also preview the quarterly shareholder reporting call that we're having on the 20th, and we'll have some feedback on the high-level interest topics of ICANN 51, including what we might be doing for ICANN 52 in Singapore, and then any other business. Bill Drake had put on two items that you see there about Net Mondial and other press reporting from France, and also we wanted to talk about the board looking at the meeting strategy plan. So if there is a general agreement on this agenda, we'll proceed with that. And I'll ask if Fadi has any opening remarks. Fadi, please. Fadi, did we lose you? I'm checking now to see if... okay. One moment, please. Okay, we are setting up the connection to get Fadi on the call. In the meantime, let's move on to start the report, if we could. And to that extent, we can start with the first slide. If Keith for the prioritization workload, Michele for the information management, and Bill Drake for volunteer engagement. And so why don't we start that? If we could move to the second slide and ask Keith to give a report to the group.
Okay, thanks, David. Can you all hear me, please?
Yes,
David, can you hear me?
Yes, you're loud and clear. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks very much. I'm calling in from China, from the WIC summit, so just wanted to make sure. So, on the prioritization work group or sub-team, we got together and discussed a couple of different things, and I'm going to refer everybody to the attachment that was sent out by David prior to this call for all of the substance in detail. But at a high level, we followed on the discussion that we had in Los Angeles and tried to develop a problem statement. And I think it's probably worth reading that problem statement for the group here, and then we can sort of touch on the highlights of the discussion that we had and the next steps that we've identified. So the problem statement that we developed was that ICANN, SOACS, GNC leaders need an effective set of tools and a methodology or mechanism that will enable us to prioritize the policy development, advisory, and policy-related work of ICANN. Understanding the full scope of ICANN's work, developing a consensus on the scope of the work areas to be prioritized, and agreeing on a consensus methodology or matrix for prioritization are all critical elements of this effort. So coming out of that problem statement, we determined that the first necessary step would be to develop a workload prioritization mechanism and to develop an inventory of all of the ICANN community work streams that are currently underway. Basically, if we're going to go through a prioritization process, we need to have a menu or a comprehensive list of all of the existing work streams and that will help inform the discussion and make sure that we can appropriately order things, including potential future work streams. So we've agreed that the staff will help us as a community, as the community leaders, to develop the inventory that we will review before the ICANN public meeting that takes place in Singapore. And then the second step would be to develop a prioritization matrix or a mapping scheme that will help the leaders identify the most important policy development and other work streams, as well as to be able to determine not just the importance of work, but also the resources required, how intensely resourced an effort may need to be. We have suggested that a prioritization exercise needs to happen at least on an annual basis, and that part of the work could include establishing an approach for more effectively managing an existing mechanism, including board follow-through on advice that SOs and ACs have already shared with the board. So I think that's, at a very high level, the discussions that we've taken and the next steps that we intend and that the staff has agreed to support us in. But it's really important, I think, for the entire group to consider the work of the subgroup and most importantly, probably read the full report that came from our last call that was attached to the original email. We also discussed some process matters that Patrick Falstrom was actually very instrumental in helping to put forward that could help inform some of the other discussions from the other groups. And I would defer discussion of that to him if that's something we'd like to discuss. But I think the key here is that coming out of Los Angeles, we identified as SOACS GNC leaders that we needed to have more input and more involvement in the prioritization of ICANN's work, of the community's work. And so what we've tried to do here is to establish the beginnings of a framework for helping to inform our discussions and ultimately our recommendations with regard to ICANN's work streams. So let me stop there and see if there's any questions, and I would certainly welcome any of the other members of our subgroup to jump in at this point.
Thanks, Keith. And others may want to comment, including Patrick, about the other parts of that. But please, any comments?
David, it's Tony.
Yes, Tony, please.
Just one point of clarification. I think you said, Keith, that the plan was to have the first cut of the projects done so that we can start doing the evaluation before Singapore. Was that correct?
Hi, Tony. Thanks. Yeah, I think, you know, certainly to have the initial list of existing work streams and anticipated work streams prior to Singapore, absolutely.
Thanks.
Did Michele, I'm sorry, did you have your hand up, Michele?
I did. I was just waiting for you to call on me very politely.
Yes.
You know, I do polite sometimes, not that often. No, I think just to say that I like what where this is going, and I look forward to seeing where this ends up, because from my own perspective, I'm just speaking for myself and of mind, my stakeholder group, I personally have great difficulty in understanding what, if anything, I should be focusing on within all the activities that are ongoing at the moment. And I know from talking to other registrars, other people in other groups, this is a major headache. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks Michele. David, this is Keith. Can I get back in the queue?
Yes, please. You would be next, Keith, please.
All right, thanks. Yeah, and just to follow up on that, Michele, and I think, you know, importantly for, you know, a real good understanding of this effort is that the work streams and all of the work efforts that we're going to need to capture and to compile into this list are not just the work streams that are facing the entire community, but it's also the work streams within each individual SO, AC, SG, or C. Because at some point, the inability of any one group to truly participate in something because of work overload or work prioritization within your own groups, within our own groups, could impact the bigger picture of the community's ability to work in a cross-community way. So I think part of what we're going to do here in this process is not just identify the things that impact everyone in the community, but to try to better capture what each individual group is working on and to try to evaluate how much capacity each group has to tackle X number of issues for, say, 2015 and 2016. So I just wanted to add that point of clarification. So this will hopefully be a fully comprehensive effort that will show multiple tracks for each group, but will help inform the discussion about what we as a community as a whole can truly tackle within a given time frame.
Thank you, Keith. Michele, I saw the hand go up, but then it's down. Do you want to comment?
No. I was trying to remove the hand. I didn't realize that it had removed it for me.
Okay, great. Any other comments?
Michele was waving at me.
I see. Louis Lee, I'm sorry. Louis, please.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I might understand that you would also like to see all the regional number policy work that's going on in this list.
Because so this is Keith. Albert.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Louis. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just clarifying that because you were asking about seeing all the work that's going on within the groups also, that may affect our ability to participate in the work that affects everyone. And before, I didn't really report on regional policy that much, and it is affecting our ability to participate in the global work. So it sounded like you're also asking for possibly the regional policy work for the number side to be listed.
So thanks, Louis. This is Keith. So I think the answer that I would give is I think that would be helpful if you could, but I would also defer to you on to whether you think it would be necessary or helpful for your group. I mean, I know a lot of the workload that we're dealing with in the community right now is more focused probably on the naming community or the naming issues. But maybe that's not the case moving forward. I don't know. I'm not sure I can predict that. So I would really open that up as a question generally to see if others have views. I think to the extent that we as a community can come together with a consolidated workflow or work stream list that would help us determine our prioritization, I think that would be helpful. But I certainly wouldn't want to sit here and try to dictate that you have to do work that wouldn't be meaningful to you or might not be meaningful to us just for the sake of doing it. So I would actually ask for your thoughts as to whether you think it would be helpful in this overall process and see if anybody else has any other thoughts.
Louis, did you want to respond? And then Michele's next. Louis.
Yeah, just real quick. To the extent that it will contribute to prioritization, maybe not so much, but perhaps it'd be useful at least for the first or second go-around to see how much work that there is going on the number side. And plus, the number side community, we're getting more involved, at least with, like, the IANA stewardship transition pieces, global governance. So, and we're doing the feedback on that side. So, might be useful at least for the first couple rounds to include the regional policies. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, Louis, and that would be helpful indeed. Michele, you're next.
Yeah, thanks. I think we should be careful here because the question I'd say is, you know, where do you stop? I mean, I think I suppose one of the things I think would be helpful would be to give people a better idea of what's happening outside the ICANN bubble. But, you know, there has to be a line somewhere as to how much detail you go into. I mean, for a lot of the registrars, for example, most of us would also be involved to a greater or lesser extent with CCTLD-related stuff. You know, how much of that is really relevant to workloads within ICANN. I mean, okay, sure, it obviously has an impact, but it's more a case of, you know, there's other stuff going on. I mean, with the numbering stuff, for example, for us, we're a member of RIPE, so I'm involved to a certain degree with some of that stuff, but not too much. I think others would be in a similar position. So I think letting people be aware that there are other pressures out there, which is why, for example, people may not be able to focus as much on some ICANN-specific topics might be helpful, but be wary about getting into too much detail. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Michele. I'd also note that Christine Rosette has joined and Lars Johan from RSEC has joined. Thank you very much. Any other comments or questions on this issue of prioritization and workload, the report that Keith Dresnick just provided to us? Okay, having talked about that, let's move on to the next topic, and I think information management. I think, Michele, you will be giving us a short report. Is that correct?
Yes, since I've managed to kidnap an office in URID. I'm caught dialing in from Brussels. Okay, the info management follow-up roundtable. So involved in that from the community, it's myself, Alan Greenberg, and Christina Rosette. Alan couldn't make the call today because I think he's in some IANA-related thing. Christina is in listening mode and can't speak because she's driving in traffic or something. And then on from the ICANN side, that Ashwin and Teresa Swinehart were involved. So one of the first things that we were dealing with was one of terminology, because it's ICANN, so obviously terminology is important. So it was agreed that to call the area of work information management, not knowledge and information management. It's just because there's all sorts of interesting connotations with those other terms. And the core issue is to addressing challenges identified in finding content and improving ease of understanding of content and its context. The kind of stuff we've been discussing is, you know, how does somebody who's interested in the topic get up to speed quickly and easily? Or if they're looking for information on a specific topic, where can they go to find all the information they need so that is actually current? So we've had one call, and we've had quite a few emails backwards and forwards, and we've all given examples of issues that we've encountered. So the scope, information location to use, finding information, content management, including context and timeliness, in particular in the context of the ICANN website and the Confluence Wiki, which would be the wiki that's associated with the main ICANN website. Ideas of potential next steps to address. So trying to get more information on specific scenarios. Is it an information structure problem or a technology issue? I mean, one example, I can't remember if it was Christina or Alan gave it, where you can, if you know that, you know, you might be looking for the ICANN correspondence page, it is on the ICANN website, but how you actually get to it is quite awkward. I mean, how, you know, it's the actual menu structure to get to it isn't the most logical, or might appear not to be the most logical. Other things to look at might be exploring mechanisms for improving centralization of content management and ease of content accessibility across the board. The kind of examples, again, that we've been citing is, resolution, board resolutions, GNSO resolutions, particular policies. Again, some policies are 100% up to date. If you go to the website, other policies, you're not 100% sure whether what you're looking at is the most current version. It could be slightly out of date. I mean, I was looking at something last week related to some discussions within the Registrar Stakeholder Group, and discovered, for example, that the travel support reports, the most recent one was Durban. There's nothing since Durban on the ICANN website. Identifying ways to systemize standards for archiving information, content creation of material in form of simplified summaries and primers, which again is just making it more accessible to people who may understand the topic but wouldn't be, wouldn't speak fluent ICANNese. See community participation to identify how to structure things differently, and also, you know, what happens with regards to archiving things when they're no longer current. I think that was basically what we'd kind of discussed so far. So the thing that I suppose is really just looking at where we move forward with this. I don't know if Christina or somebody wants to add anything to this.
Thank you, Michele. Christina, if you wish, or others? And thank you for the clarification of information management. That was a very helpful defining concept. So that's, we appreciate that. Other comments or questions? Christina, you could type something in the chat, and I'm happy to ask it for you if you need to. Okay, thank you very much for that. I would then like to go to the next group. This is a volunteer engagement, I think, is the term that the people have come up with. And the project team is listed here. I think Bill Drake will be reporting for the group, if I understand it correctly. Bill?
Sure. It just disappeared from the Adobe.
Uh-oh.
There we go. All right. First of all, hello, everybody. Well, this is ye old discussion topic, longstanding, broadly discussed over many years. Concern about how to bring in new blood and keep them engaged and so on and go beyond the problem of small numbers of usual suspects, et cetera, et cetera. In discussing that, we talked a little bit about the difference between outreach, bringing people to the tent, and in-reach, what you do with them once they're sort of nominally in the tent to get them more engaged. It is the case, I think, probably in all of our groups that we have people with highly variable levels of engagement. Some may just be on a listserv or mail list and occasionally replying to things. Others much more directly involved in working groups, et cetera, et cetera. And the real challenge is, I think, to try to figure out how to bridge the gap between those two spaces and make real substantive engagement in carrying the work forward more meaningful, rewarding, and attractive to people and viable. So the slides that Chris tossed together just summarize a couple of quick points that we batted back and forth about this, noting first the general question of engagement among volunteers and then differentiating outreach and inreach and suggesting that we, well, it's not really on there, but we were thinking that this discussion should focus more on the inreach side, the outreach being something that I think is at least a more known problem and one that's got resources attached to it now with the various activities under Sally's shop and so on and so forth, whereas inreach, I think, is arguably a little bit more less systematically envisioned and supported. Whoever's controlling the slides, I guess, can you go to the next one? There we go. Oh, well, nothing shared again. Anyway, so the bottom line is when this comes back, continue one more, please.
Oh, no, the I'm sorry, Bill. The larger deck was just sent around, and I just extracted just the
Oh, well, that would explain that then. Okay. Well, then David emailed you the deck that had the slides that included one where we basically said a simple way of trying to start to get our head around this would be to have essentially a 2x2 matrix to get people starting to ideate and toss concerns into an organized format that we could look at. So on one axis, you would have barriers or problems that discourage or need to be overcome with respect to promoting in-reach and engagement. And then secondly, potential solutions and opportunities. And on the other axis, differentiating between issues that are generalizable across all parts of the ICANN community and issues that are specific to particular SOAC, SGC groups, because we may have variations there depending on the particular grouping that we're talking about. And so what we thought we could do was simply to put that out there and invite people to toss down into the boxes, bullet points about some things that they think are applicable in those various quadrants. And then from that, we could perhaps inductively arrive at a sort of more distilled set of action items or at least a work program to develop action items going forward. This is obviously a discussion that pertains to all parts of the community pretty strongly, so just the few of us doing this is probably not the most useful thing, although we can get started. I would also say, by the way, looking at the groups, the prioritization team has five people, info management has three, volunteer engagement has three. I don't know if there are any other people who don't have a project that they'd like to be associated with, but we would certainly welcome more participants, I think, in our little group to help move the discussion forward in a more interactive and lively manner. So that's just putting that general point on the table, and I invite any conversation. Oh, and the next steps were to, yes, I'm looking at the last slide now, sorry. The next steps were to fill out the matrix and then try to devise something that we could perhaps even have a, it's not on the slide, but we talked about the possibility of having a community-wide meeting about this in Singapore if we were able to identify a crisp and clear agenda of points that people would be able to address in a tractable manner. So I'll stop there and invite any feedback.
Bill, thank you very much for that. Any comments or questions from the group for Bill and his team?
Crickets.
It may be that's fine. In terms of picking up on the theme in any other business, I'm sorry, Michaela, you have your hand up. Excuse me, please.
Yeah, that's just because I'm sure that the crickets thing isn't helping anybody. I think this is, like, everything everybody's been saying is stuff that we all can agree on. So I'm fully supportive of this, and let's move things forward. Are we going to discuss this thing as the high-level topic for Singapore now, or are you putting that somewhere else on the agenda?
Well, I think it might be the right time to do it now. An idea would be to use the Monday high-level topic to be this topic, and for the three groups to present and share their views and get feedback from the community on that Monday in Singapore. And so this is would be a good way for people to consider that. And we would have time to prepare, obviously, because Singapore is in February, and much work has already been done. Any comments? And we can continue this discussion through our email.
David, this is Keith.
Yes, Keith.
Yeah, I would say that barring another more important topic surfacing for the Monday session in Singapore, then I would support what you've described. I think it's important for us as community leaders to be able to describe the work that we've been doing and to, you know, discuss the three categories that we've identified as, you know, key areas of interest to the community, at least from the leadership perspective. But it's I think it would be an important session for us to be able to explain our thinking as a group and to seek feedback and input from the community. So I would certainly support doing what you've described. But again, you know, unless there's something more important that comes up, so I would like to at least reserve the possibility that there could be something else that we decide might be more important.
Fair enough, and thank you, Keith. Patrick in the chat is supporting the idea of a Monday topic such as this, given notice that something else may have to take a priority. Bill Drake is agreeing on this as well. Let's proceed to plan that way going forward. And I think that would be a very informative and useful session on Monday at ICANN 52 in Singapore. Yes, Michaela, we could try to spruce up the topic to make it more appealing, and we'll work on that as well. Michaela, please.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious about this. I mean, I think it's an important topic. The problem is framing it in such a fashion that it that it's interesting. Bill, you're not my type. The thing with a lot of these things is that it's very easy to get kind of bogged down in process and all that kind of stuff, which we're all too bloody good at. You know, what would be good would be something much more interactive where people can, you know, get involved and get and engage. Because I'd be just afraid that otherwise you could end up in a situation where it's a kind of, you know, a bunch of us sitting up on a stage yabbering away about stuff and a whole lot of people sitting down below checking their email and not really caring. Thanks.
Very good, and I think we can work on a good interactive approach, and that's, as in the past, Brad White has been helpful, and others, Rob and others, so we can work on something that I think would be a very useful and informative session, and we'll continue to plan with you. Any other comments or questions? Okay, I thank the group for their efforts, as well as the reports that we have. It's moving forward in the direction and stemming from our October 10th discussions, a very important one. So thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the stakeholder call on the 20th of November, and I now would like to turn it over to Fadi to provide a bit of an overview. Fadi?
Yes, thank you, David. And I'll start by also thanking the team and the community for the work they've done on these three items since the meeting in LA. Thank you very, very much. This was actually quite impressive, and our team was listening intently, and we will keep working with you in the spirit to take the work and the input you're giving us so we can serve you better. So thank you for that very, very much. I just wanted to remind you that we are, as part of our effort to make this coming period a period where ICANN increases its accountability and its professionalism and its transparency as we enter the transition period, we have had announced months ago that we will start quarterly stakeholder calls, as we're calling them, kind of borrowing from the corporate model of quarterly shareholder calls. The first such call is coming up here. It's on November 20th, which, just in case you've been traveling around the planet and lost track like me, it's tomorrow. I think it is tomorrow for me, so I presume it is tomorrow for you. But this is an important, pardon me, it's an important call during which we will present to anyone who's interested, and so we've been promoting this call through our own media and through various outlets as a quarterly time for press, analysts, community members, anyone, governments, anyone who is interested to know what ICANN is doing, has completed in this quarter, to join us. So the call will be pretty straightforward. I will give a quick overview to be followed by an overview on policymaking side. So David will deliver this one this time. And then the next part will be about how we're implementing these policies and kind of a statement of all of our operations, which Akram will do this time. And then we will finish with a financial overview, which our CFO will do. So this is very standard. It will be scripted, which means this is a fact-based delivery. This is not a speech. This is not a political discussion. This is, and I'm sure many of you have attended typical shareholder calls for corporations, these are very fact-based calls. So that's what we will do, and we expect that the presentation part will run a little over half an hour, and then there will be an equal time allotted for questions and answers by anyone on the call. So we're hoping, and I hope that your communities are aware of this and your stakeholders are aware of this. We intend these to be informative and hopefully would start filling in some of the blanks as to what happened in a particular quarter it will keep a record of that on a moving basis. This time we're a little bit late because it's the first one, but moving forward after that, these calls will occur just about a month after the close of each fiscal quarter. So as you know, the fiscal quarter closed on September 30th. This call should have occurred towards the end of October, but we're late this time because it's the first time and we were rehearsing and testing and so on to make sure we have this right. But we will be on time next time on a monthly basis. Sally or David, is there something else you wish to add to the overview of the call?
Sally, I think I'll first.
No, I think that's fine. It would just be good if people join the call and share their feedback afterwards. This is the first time we've tried this. It's quite ambitious. It's very important for our transparency, but obviously we're testing the format. So all feedback gratefully received after the call.
Yes. Thank you. I would second that. Yeah, please, when you I hope you all take the time to listen to it, but please do treat it as our dry run and do send us feedback and comments on how we could make it better or in any way.
And then the high-level summary that I will be presenting as part of the policy development report I've shared with Louis Lee and Adiel for ASO-NRO, Byron for the CCNSO, and Jonathan for the GNSO, recapping and recounting the achievements and the milestones of that quarter. And that would be happy to do that.
Okay. And so you've already done that, David. You've received input on their policy work. Okay.
I've sent messages to them, and I will make sure that they're aware of what I'm going to say.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Any comments or questions or guidance as we embark on this new adventure of quarterly reporting to the stakeholders?
It's Michele.
Michele, you have your hand up, please.
Yes. Just very briefly, I think this is a positive move. I think it's the right kind of thing. I mean, I don't know how this is going to work out in terms of the format, and maybe the first one will be a total and utter disaster, but I would ask you to please, you know, take whatever feedback you can get and improve on it. Don't abandon us. Thanks.
Okay, we'll do. Yeah, we're aware that this may not be perfect the first time, and again, please do take the time to either tell us it was a disaster, or it can be improved, or it was good, or please do that. We'd very much appreciate it on this end. Does anyone on the call here know how many people have registered for the event tomorrow? Because people are, I think we're asking people to register that they're attending the call, press, et cetera, so we can track who's on. Does anyone on the call know that number?
It's Duncan. I believe at last I checked we were a couple of hundred around, quite well distributed around the world. We're doing a last push today.
Okay, thank you, Duncan. All right, if there are no, are there other comments or hands, David, or should we turn it over back to you?
There are no other comments or hands at the moment. I will also send a reminder notice to the community leader list on the call-in and other data that for tomorrow's call to make sure. I did earlier on. I'll send it today after this call.
Okay, very well. Very well. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you, Fadi. The next item is any other business, and we asked if there were some items that the leaders wanted to talk about, and we got two from Bill Drake, but just quickly let me go through the first one, which relates and affects our community. The board approved the meeting strategy plan, and more details will be published, and the rationale of the board resolution will be published soon. Which was the three types of meetings, including a meeting in the middle of our fiscal year devoted to SOAC and SG work and activities. This has been within the strategy working group through various comment periods, but the board did approve it recently, and we'll be getting more information to you on that. With that, I would move to the second and third point raised by Bill, and it relates to the activity over the Net Mundial initiative and the ISOC announcement and relating to that. And the second part is the news report about the French Secretary of State of Digital Affairs proposing a global conference to discuss ICANN.
Okay. I can quickly address the second one. I think this was the French secretary has been making a comment now for a couple of months that was reported by Stefan Van Gelder in his blog that she wants essentially to do a Net Mundial for France, or for at least for the world, but based in France. I mean, many of us, by the way, are here in China, where essentially the Chinese government is doing something similar. They didn't call it Net Mundial, but they called it the World Internet Conference, but it was, in a way, their contribution to make a major event on their soil to discuss issues of internet governance. Now, on the let me just clarify for Net Mundial. Net Mundial does not intend to do meetings like the Sao Paulo meeting. This is not in the cards nor in the plan. And therefore, we're a little bit puzzled. I checked with the Brazilian government. They have not heard from her about any Net Mundial meeting. I thought maybe she would connect to them or kind of make a continuity from there, but no one is aware of that. And frankly, the new Net Mundial initiative that was announced last week, very specifically on their website, noted that it is not their plan or intent to do meetings. Meetings happen in communities like ICANN and IGF and so on and so forth. They do, you know, Net Mundial Initiative is planning to focus more on taking the outcomes of these conferences to get solutions designed, not so much to hold conferences. Now, I'm happy to also tell you, Bill, that her request to do a Net Mundial in France, like a big meeting in Sao Paulo, was presented to the European ministers in a recent meeting, or at least France presented that. And it is our understanding that she did not get support for this. So my sense is that the news in Stefan Van Gelder's blog are a bit old by now, and that we've moved past that. Now, she may still, on her own, try to do something in France, but certainly the idea she started with is to get all the Europeans to back that. And at this point, and unless something happens differently on the 27th of November, communique that we're expecting from the European Council of Ministers, the expectation is that that particular request she put on the table will be dropped.
Any other comments or questions on that reporting?
This is Bill.
This is helpful, Bill.
Bill, yes. Why don't you, Bill first, and then Michele. Bill, please.
Thank you, Fadi. It's interesting to hear that. I do remember Stefan's earlier blog. This was actually a recent press report, though, from the discussion, I guess, at an AFRINIC meeting. And if I understand correctly, these were fairly recent comments. So it may be that she intends to proceed solo. I don't know. And I was just wondering if there's been any direct communication with her.
Yeah, I am in communications with her. Yes, the latest comment she made was at the new offices party for AFNIC in Paris. And she made the comment again. But subsequent to that, there was a meeting of the Europeans in Milan that just occurred, and the idea did not get legs there. Now, she may still, after that, still wish to do something on her own. I can assure you it won't be Net Mundial. I mean, she may end up doing her own thing. But I do think that if she cannot get European support for the idea, that hopefully it might fade away. And I'm in touch with her. I just got another letter from her today, and I spoke to her recently. We're trying to continue to manage the situation with France. I must tell you, though, all of us should be very watchful of what comes out of the European Council of Ministers on the 27th of November. This is going to be a very key document in which they will define, to a large degree, the positions they will take on ICANN and internet governance for the next at least couple of years. On Monday, I did meet with ANSIP, the new vice president for Digital Europe, in Brussels, and he assured me that Europe, and of course he comes from Estonia, and I'm very close to the president. We connected through that, and hopefully we will have a new spirit of cooperation with the European Commission. I'm crossing my fingers.
Thank you.
Michaela, you had your hand up. Would you want to comment?
Yeah, just very briefly. No, I appreciate that, you know, there might be some backwards and forwards about, you know, some certain amount of grandstanding on France's part, but from my perspective, I view a lot of this as coming back to the one topic that they keep on banging on about, which is the .vin, .wine debacle. Until that's resolved in a fashion that pacifies the French government, I suspect that they're not going to stop. And if the French stop, then I expect one of the other European governments will pick it up. It doesn't matter. Everything else is irrelevant. That's all they care about from what I've seen. Thanks.
Yeah, I think we have you are spot on, Michele, but there is an additional dimension to the problem now, is that this minister has staked her name and her reputation by coming to London and frankly making a very passionate speech and a position on ICANN and .vin. And when she didn't get what she wanted in London, she frankly spent the rest of the months up to LA lashing out at ICANN and its inadequacy as an organization, publicly, in front of me and publicly as well. So we've made a bit of a truce recently. I spoke to her and I said, look, this is not helpful neither to .vin or .france, and I know that you staked a lot on this, but we can't continue like this. Luckily, we have a supportive head of Europe at this stage in Italy. Despite the fact that Italy produces more wine than France, they've been more helpful on this issue, and they've calmed the waters a little bit. But you are right. This is not going to go away. On Monday, ANSIP asked me, what can he do to help? I said, you can stay out of it and tell the rest of the European governments to stay out of it. If we let Donut and the applicants work this calmly with the Appalachian guys, let these people figure out a solution. Let's keep out of it a little bit. So we're hoping they heed our recommendation and let the people figure out the solution calmly that works for everybody. But tough issue. We're quite engaged on it, but it's a tough issue indeed. Please, let's all remember on the next call to discuss what came out of Europe on the 27th, because that will be a key document.
And Fadi, how do you like it that the French press are considering you to be American? Sorry, I'm just joking.
I saw your tweet on this. Yes, this is a very... It's not a distinction in France, but I wear it proudly. I can assure you of that.
So. And I just thought that one was rather amusing. I just thought if they're going to beat up on ICANN, then obviously you're American. If they were saying something nice about you, I suspect you'd have been any other nationality.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I told her that when I met her. I told her I'm not an American. I'm a proud American, and that shouldn't be the issue. This is nothing to do with what we're trying to do here. But anyway, let's not dwell on this too much. Bill, you had a second question regarding Net Mundial. The announcement from the Internet Society frankly, was puzzling and very surprising to many people. We even heard tonight, even from some of their own chapters and members. So it's very surprising and it's very unusual. We don't typically, within the ISAR community, treat each other this way. But I have to respect them and respect this. These are very distinguished board members, and they got information that made them clearly, ready to issue a pretty damning statement. Now they had contacted us to seek some input and clarity on the initiative. And we were preparing to do so, but they surprised us by issuing the statement less than 3 days or 2 days after they asked us to come and give them guidance. So we're all a little bit puzzled right now, but we are engaging. We are setting up a bunch of meetings between ICANN and the ISOC board, between the Net Mundial Initiative folks and ISOC. So there's a whole bunch of engagement levels are going on in order to make sure we can address any questions they have and understand why is it that they're not supportive. After all, they've been superbly supportive of the agenda that led us to Sao Paulo and the Brazilians. I spoke yesterday with CGI, and the Brazilians remain completely committed to move forward with this along with us and WEF. So I think all will be fine, and I'm not worried, and I do think this is healthy in any community like this for people to express their views. Would I have rather we express them differently? Yes, but that's okay. I mean, that's part of the process, and in fact, I thank them publicly in Geneva for their input and for their forthrightness, and we will engage them and hopefully will be aligned as we always get to at the end.
Okay, Fadi, this is Bill. Just a quick point. I don't want to belabor this, and it's already we reached the hour mark, so I know it's time for us to go. In raising the point, I wasn't only referring, though, to the Internet Society's position, although that I think is fed into things. I don't know whether it's on your radar how much debate and frenzy there is in a lot of different spaces around this right now, but there's a lot of energy and a lot of it is negative, so something really has to be done to get out in front on the messaging and the narrative, or it would be unfortunate, I think. I just leave it there.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that heads up. I think tomorrow there will be a Q&A published. I was speaking to Yannis Karklins, and he recommended that we issue a quick Q&A that explains a lot of the misunderstandings and misconceptions. So that will happen tomorrow. We also have received a fantastic letter from a large coalition of civil society groups welcoming Net Mundial, and they asked for some very specific protocol for how they select or help us select the Net Mundial Council representatives from civil society. And the Net Mundial Steering Committee met and accepted their proposal and conveyed it to them yesterday, and they were very pleased. So there's a lot of positive going on. After Secretary Pritzker also nominated herself for the council here in China today, Secretary Minister Lu Wei informed me he will be nominating himself. So there will be progress in the next few days that hopefully, and I need your help, Bill. I mean, you're in this community, others are in this community, understand what we're trying to do, and if not, make sure you reach out to the secretariat. They have now a team that is from the Brazilians and WEF and us kind of helping field a lot of these questions. But I count on you and your help so that we can stay aligned. Unfortunately, our own cross-community working group on internet governance had a meeting that was postponed, I understand. We were hoping to work with that cross-community working group to kind of understand how we can engage well with the initiative. So hopefully Olivier will schedule another meeting very quickly so we can support them there.
Thank you, Fadi, and community members. We are at the top of the hour. I would just like to quickly summarize. Again, I'd like to thank all the work that was done for producing the preliminary reports. Keith and the group on prioritization and workload, Michele and that group on information management, and Bill and your group on increasing contributors or volunteer engagement. And in addition, there was a general consensus to move forward on using the Monday session of the SOAC High Interest Topics in Singapore for a further discussion of these three topics, as a way to explain the situation and get feedback from the community. And so we'll be working on that to make sure that it is interactive and engaging as well. And then finally, we will soon be sending you, again, a reminder on the 20th November stakeholder call and the information of the board approval of the meeting's strategy plan. And with that, I would like to conclude, being only a minute over, and thank everyone for community leaders and my colleagues and Fadi for the time spent today. Very productive. So with that, I'd like to wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, wherever you may be, and we'll be on the next call soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.